Listeners, has it ever felt like you're doing everything right, eating healthy, working out, and yet your energy still crashes or your mood swings hit out of nowhere like a twist in a crime story you didn't see coming? I've been there too, and what I've discovered is that many of these issues could be tied to hormonal imbalances, like a hidden criminal lurking in the background, throwing everything off track. But here's the good news. This is one criminal mystery you can solve with Happy Mammoth. No need for a long, deep dive investigation. Just take the free 2-minute quiz from Happy Mammoth. Answer a few questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part, after taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can feel like yourself again. So check out Happy Mammoth, the creators of Hormone Harmony, because they are dedicated to making women's lives easier, especially moms. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. According to a survey, 86% of women started losing weight, 77% said it improved their mood, and the biggest benefit, 100% of women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CLINK for 15% off today.
The struggle to lose weight is real, and I am all about the help wherever I can get it. How about y'all? Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compound semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable and science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a quick chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. You guys, I am loving my NAD Plus and Metformin that I received from Effecty. For me, the combo has been the jumpstart I needed to start the weight loss train and feel better while doing it. Are you ready to level up your weight loss game? Right now, my listeners can get $50 off GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with code CLINK at checkout. That's Effecty.com. EFFECTY.com and use code CLINK to get $50 off your first month of GLP-1 weight loss treatments. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are housewives of true crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of true crime.
Oh, geez. I'm so glad to see you all in one piece. I've been so worried.
Dude. Okay. So last night, if anybody's from the Texas state, last night was Wednesday. I know today you're listening on Monday, but We had a tornado warning. First, it started with a storm warning, thunderstorms. I was like, okay, what? Like, there's been thunderstorms. I've talked about it. Then it's like, oh, there's going to be this crazy hail that you better make sure your cars are in the garage. And mind you, remember, we just brought all this stuff from California. So our garage is 100% full of shit. And we have the new car. So my husband was about ready to like have a conniption. So at 10 o'clock at night.
He needs more stress. He doesn't have enough.
No, he doesn't. So seriously, I was pulling in all of our boxes so that we could fit our cars in the garage so it didn't hail on them, which it didn't hail anyways. And then we got the tornado warning. Anyways, so then we brought all the kids in our bedroom and we were like, okay, if it's going to happen, we're going to make sure the under the stairs is safe and we got water and all this shit. And then I was telling my friends that live in Texas this morning and they were like basically laughing. That
yeah, that's what I was kind of wondering. Extra. Like, I think we're like, oh my gosh, it's Hurricane Irma, Katrina, one of those like big ones. Is that how long do you have to live in Texas before
you don't get scared?
You know the storms you're just gonna like ride out.
I don't know. I mean, I was like, dude, if we have a fucking hurricane, excuse my language, but if we have, or not a hurricane, a tornado, if we have a tornado after this crazy 100-year snowstorm, it's telling me something that maybe.
Yeah, you need to come back.
Maybe I need to come back. But we did it. So it's fine. Clink, clink to not, you know, not having a tornado. But I know that there were some people that got the alert where it was like, take shelter in your closet.
I think they get that like all the time.
Well, I'll let you know, like, you know. Not tomorrow, but next time.
Yeah. Well, it's been smooth sailing around here.
Because he's not home. It always is smooth sailing. It's like, you hate to say it, but sometimes it's just easier, right? You could eat your magic spoon cereal and go to bed and not feel bad about not cooking him a dinner.
Literally, I ate it for dinner last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not judged. And then you know what else? I DoorDashed some Italian ice. Because I was like, you know, this has been a real fun party with Daddy not home. And he is the love of my life. Love him very much. Very thankful for him. But I feel judged when he's around. Like, he's not going to be cool with me watching, you know, catching up on Sister Wives on the TV.
Oh, yeah. No. They don't like that.
He's going to be like, what kind of dumb show is that? You know? So I'd have to, like, be watching it on my phone. Like, mind your business. But I could watch it on the big screen when he's out of town, you know?
That's how you get all those shows watched, because you watch them on your phone when you're like folding laundry. And
yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
I see.
It's like a party. I'm doing my nails. You know, I'm really into the press-on nails. Target has this new brand called Clutch. They're super cute.
Oh.
And
I have a story about the press-on nails.
You do?
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, my toenails are, you know, they're fine, but they're not like the toenails that you would see on some advertisement. Okay.
I'm familiar with your toenails. They are a little funky.
They're a little funk. They're like Flintstone toes, kind of. So,
yeah.
Gretchen turned me on to the Kiss toenails press-ons, and I thought she was so out of her mind. I was like, who freaking does that? Then I tried them during COVID, and it was like magic.
Hello.
And put them on for Hawaii.
they are still on. And yeah. I went in the ocean. I mean, it is incredible. And
my
they just stick on.
My last toe lasted a month. Listen, I'm going to show you people on YouTube. I read it. I wonder if I could do this.
It's like some yoga pose. Oh my God. You got to turn your foot around. And she has funky feet too, by the way.
I know. I don't think it's going to work. Well, I don't know. Anyways, but, I redid it.
But by the way, you got to like file that shit down. You can't have like, acrylic nails on your toes. They have to be like filed to toe length.
Anyways, they lasted a month. I just redid them again.
That's good job.
And they're great. You're going to just have to take my word for it.
I kind of saw. So, and anybody that has a weird foot fetish, you can see too.
I'm here for you. You know, when I was in high school, a boyfriend of mine said my feet look like shrunken pig's feet.
Oh, that's nice.
Because they are kind of
that's
funky.
Real. Yeah, they
in
are.
In fairness to him. I kind of like never got over it.
But by the way, you have like unusually small feet for how tall you are.
That's true.
Yeah. And a very large arch. So I don't know. You should have been some dancer or something. Yes.
I was going to say, I'm like so afraid to say anything, right? At the risk. But you remember those I think it was, I want to say it was Chinese. There's like.
Oh, where they bound people's feet?
They bound their feet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People used to say, ask me if that happened to me.
I would ask you also, because it looks like it.
Okay. Well,
no. You know what? Mm-hmm. I bet you your mom just kept putting you in small shoes. Could be it. And you never complained.
I'm okay with it. Sure.
I don't know. I put my kids in two small shoes and they don't say anything. And I'm like, Caden, aren't your feet squished in there? He's like, yeah, kind of. I'm like, you need to tell me, say, Mom, I need new shoes. You know, like, don't just keep shoving your foot in there. So maybe you were like him and didn't complain about things like that. Who knows?
Okay.
Anyways.
Who knows? Want to hear some crime?
Is it about feet? No.
No.
Oh.
No tie in there at all.
Toenails? Hawaii?
Nope.
Tornadoes?
Sunshine.
Sunshine's always, always good.
Yeah, because guess where this crime takes place?
The Sunshine State.
That's right. Okay, Tab. Today I am going to tell you about the case of Taylor Wright. I hesitate to even tell you, but in none other than Pensacola, Florida. I know, we cannot shake it, but I swear I am not seeking out Pensacola cases. It's just listener Tara Davison sent me the details of this case, and I just knew you had to hear it.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, there's tons of Texas, tons of Florida, tons of whatever. You know, sometimes we're just on a kick. You're on a kick.
We're on a kick. Okay, so Taylor Wright was a total badass. She was a former police officer turned private investigator.
Awesome. How come she quit the police field? Do you know?
Not sure about that. It might,
more
she
money.
Had a child.
And,
it might have had something to do with that. Yeah, I think she was pretty successful as a police or a private investigator.
Okay.
She looked the part too. She was a total disco biscuit. She was 34, brunette, super fit. Every picture I see her, you know, granted she's like in Florida, so it's like casual style, like, you know, t-shirt, flip-flops, you know, but she looks like kind of tough.
Okay.
She wore a necklace around her neck. That's where you wear necklaces. That was like a leather strap with a bullet.
Ooh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hot. And then she had a bracelet with the scales of justice on it.
Okay.
So you get
you know where she's coming from.
That's right. Okay. In 2017, Taylor was starting a new chapter of her life. She was going through a pretty contentious divorce from her husband, Jeff Wright, and it involved money and custody of the couple's 6-year-old son. Jeff and Taylor were in the midst of hashing out their finances after being married for 10 years and figuring out custody arrangements. They had really dragged it out, despite the fact that Taylor and Jeff had both moved on to new relationships. Jeff, at this point, was remarried and had another child with his new wife, and Taylor started a relationship with a woman named Cassandra. And she was in the process of moving in with her in beautiful Pensacola, which at the time, her son was with his father and his new wife in North Carolina.
Okay.
So she flipped.
You know how far that is? Is that?
Well, Pensacola is northern, kind of panhandle-ish Florida, I think. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think it's like that far.
Okay. I'm just thinking, like, that's kind of far to be away from your kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Taylor's relatively new relationship, according to Cassandra, was really happy. And Taylor was excited about the move to Pensacola, but we know the relationship with Cassandra was not without a few bumps in the road. A few weeks prior, Cassandra found out that Taylor had cheated on her with a woman in Biloxi. And Taylor had also confessed to her that she used cocaine, which Cassandra was not cool with. I just think, I don't know anything about Biloxi, but it just sounds like a debaucherous place to me.
Is that just because of the name? Or you really?
Yes, just because of the name Biloxi. Okay.
I don't know. It sounds kind of like a porn name to me. Biloxi? Hi, my name's Biloxi.
Oh, that would be a good porn name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, Cassandra says they worked through it, you know, and Taylor's poor choices did not stop them from getting more serious and moving in together. But I think it's fair to say that there were probably some lingering trust issues there because the whole incident was only a few weeks prior to what I'm about to catch up on. Okay, so that indiscretion wasn't the only kind of poor choice that Taylor had made in the previous months. The reason why things had gotten so contentious with her ex-husband was because Taylor had withdrawn $100,000 from the couple's joint account, which during the divorce process, she was not supposed to touch. Mm-hmm. And then she attempted to hide the money from her ex, and it had caught up to her because the courts told her she had to put that money back in an escrow account or she could be arrested.
I would say so. And $100,000 is not like $5,000. Like maybe you would notice that, but $100,000?
Oh, yeah. You notice. I mean, I really don't know how she thought she was going to get away with that anyways, but whatever. Okay. So one of the ways that Taylor had tried to keep the money from her ex was to have her friend Ashley MacArthur deposit a $34,000 cashier's check for her into her personal account. Ashley and Taylor had been friends for about a year, and Taylor trusted her, and I can see why. Ashley was married to a nice man named Zach. Ashley had at one point worked as a crime scene technician.
Ooh.
So she knows stuff, okay?
Yeah.
So her and Taylor kind of had the whole crime thing, you know, in common. Ashley was also now interested in doing some private investigative work with Taylor because she had been in a car accident a few years back and hurt her back and had to give up her crime tech job. So now she was working for the family business, which was renting sound equipment and like stuff like jukeboxes for events.
Okay.
So on the morning of September 8th, 2017, Ashley came and picked up Taylor from Cassandra's home. Cassandra says they were going to go to the bank and Taylor was going to take care of business, that all the stuff she needed to do for the courts. And then her and Taylor had dinner plans that night. So she kissed her girlfriend goodbye and left for work. Ashley says they went to the bank and withdrew the $34,000 and Taylor put it in a duffel bag And then the two went off to one of her family properties to ride horses. That morning, Cassandra texted Ashley, "How's it going?" And Taylor responded, "I'll tell you later."
Okay.
You text your husband a lot during the day?
There are days that I do, but there are days that I don't at all, right? Because he's working.
Yeah.
Do you text your husband?
Not really. He texts me. He texts me a lot. Like, how? I never want to bug him, but he wants to know, you know, are the children still alive?
How's it going? Well, that's nice because mine does not at all.
Yeah. Yeah. But, okay. So, anyways. So, Taylor's like, I mean, it sounds kind of clingy to me. I mean, you just saw her. She left. How's it going? I mean, I get maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. Whatever.
It's because she's with another woman.
And they're newly together, I guess, kind of. Okay. So, yeah. She called her later and she didn't get a response. So, she called Ashley to see what's up with that.
Yeah.
And Ashley said, "I'll tell her to call you. Taylor's on a horse right now. Chillax." Okay.
Was she supposed to be on a horse?
Yeah. They went to the family property.
Oh, the family property. Horses.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. So, well, when she didn't call, by the time they were supposed to go out for dinner, Cassandra was kind of pissed, which is understandable at this point. So,
Dude, for sure.
Totally. So she texted Taylor stuff like, "This is ridiculous. You know, where are you? Blah, blah, blah." Okay. Mm-hmm. Eventually that night around 7, she called Ashley again. And Ashley told her, "What do you mean Taylor is not with you? She left in an Uber from here around 5. She also told Cassandra that she thought that Taylor might have stopped downtown to get a drink because she was really stressed out about all the court stuff going on.
That doesn't... What, you just stop by yourself when you're supposed to be at, like, at dinner with somebody else? It doesn't sound right.
And remember, this thing happened with the, like, chicken Biloxi. So
you gotta
imagine that Cassandra's probably kind of, like, reeling, like, maybe thinking maybe her girlfriend is up to some shady business or something.
Right.
Okay, so, well, Cassandra never heard from Taylor, and she was both worried and pissed. Like, you know, I just said, thinking maybe she's hooking up with that Biloxi booty call. So after 2 days, she couldn't take it anymore. She was more worried than pissed, so she went to the police. She was very forthcoming about everything, including telling the police about Taylor's complicated divorce dealings. Mm-hmm. And her and Taylor's ups and downs, and also the money that Taylor most likely had on her that day. So the police tell Cassandra, "Sounds like you need to call her ex-husband, because maybe she's planning on kidnapping the kid, or maybe he's heard from her, you know, but you need to call him."
Oh. Okay.
So Cassandra called up Taylor's ex, Jeff, and he said he hadn't heard from Taylor and their son had been trying to get a hold of her. He also told her, "Taylor is going to be right pissed that you got the police involved, because what if she wants to get back into law enforcement?" He told her, "Taylor is dangerous and you just poked the hornet's nest." Amongst Taylor's friends, there was also talk that it is ironic that all of a sudden Taylor is missing with a bunch of cash, because she was known to say if she ever wanted to disappear, they would never find her. So Cassandra is like really tripping. Like, why is everyone saying this? She knows that Taylor can be, you know, shady, but she can't imagine that Taylor would ever leave her son. That's just impossible. Taylor's son was everything.
Everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Except for he lives in a different state, which I am still like weirded out about.
Yeah. So Cassandra goes back to the police. This time, I think the police took her, you know, missing
more serious
claims more seriously. And they dive into her case. And so first, they have to actually rule out Cassandra. They already know there was turmoil in their relationship. So they look into what's up with her and her background. And they ask to look around her house. Now, Taylor hadn't fully moved in yet, but she had taken over like a closet in the house. In that closet, they found a gun, Taylor's passport, a cashier's check to herself for $19,000. So this gets them thinking, like, if Taylor had wanted to disappear, she would have taken this stuff with her.
I would think so.
Yeah. They go and talk to the last person Cassandra knows Taylor to be with, and that's Ashley. So Ashley and Cassandra's accounts of the day pretty much match up. So detectives asked to look around Ashley and Zach's house, thinking maybe Taylor was even there, like hiding or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't. They asked Ashley for more details about where she had been with Taylor that day, and she told them they had gone to her family's property and that Taylor had left in an Uber. Ashley told them about Taylor's booty call in Biloxi. She also told them that Taylor liked Destin, Florida, and she was probably there.
Oh, so that's funny you say Destin, Florida. Uh-huh. Everybody I know went there on spring break.
Oh, that's where I was
like
supposed to go.
It's like a fun place.
Yeah, that's where I was supposed to go this June with my brother-in-law and his wife, but I don't think we're going to go.
Should I meet you there?
Well, someday.
Okay.
Yeah, they go there all the time and they love it.
This episode is sponsored by Apostrophe, a prescription skincare company for people that are ready to take their acne seriously. And Gretchen, your wrinkles.
Yes. I do take them very seriously. And my dark spots.
So this prescription acne treatment actually really works, but most of the time it's real hard to get, you know? You have to take off work, see a doctor, go to the pharmacy, stand in lines.
La la la.
La la la. Until Apostrophe. Apostrophe makes it super easy to see a board certified dermatologist online. You'll get treated immediately and your medications are delivered to your home. Awesome.
Awesome. That's what happened to me. I took their quiz, took a few selfies, was in contact with one of their board certified dermatologists, and next thing I know, showed up in the mail and boom, magic skincare.
Boom. And your skin is looking radiant.
Well, I've been using it for already about 2 weeks and I can see a big difference. I'm so glad this service is available, and I would definitely recommend it to any of my friends or listeners out there who, you know, have a teenager, maybe.
I hate to break right in during the middle of a story because, you know, I love storytelling, but the other thing I love to do is invest. So I had to tell you about Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it really easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with just your spare money you've got right now, even if it's just change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all the market's ups and downs. This is actually my favorite time to start investing, to be perfectly honest with you. You just need to stick with it, and Acorns makes that easy too. Acorns automatically invests your money, giving it a chance to grow with time. It has been really important to me and my family to invest, and I started years ago, and I have weathered some storms, and it has paid off. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink, that's acorns with an S, .com/clink, or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement, compensation provided, incentives to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advertisers LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. What is one lesson you learned the hard way? Let me tell you, in my early years, it was overspending, credit cards, and simply not putting my money where it could grow. You've heard us talk about Acorns before, and today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. April is Financial Literacy Month. That's right. They made a whole month reminding you to finally take control of your money.
Good news is you don't need 30 days. Acorns makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future in just 5 minutes. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you have is spare change. Honestly, you don't need a lot of time to set up. 5 minutes and you are on the road to your future. Currently, Kyla, my daughter, is looking into her future and the ways to make her money grow. You know, a car is right around the corner for this teenager. So teaching her the ways to invest with Acorns is making it so easy for us. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorn app today to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. April is Financial Literacy Month, the perfect time to start teaching your kids the value of money. And Acorns Early makes it easy with their Smart Money app and debit card for kids. Acorns Early Chores Tracker teaches kids that hard work pays off. You just set up their tasks, payment amount, tick off the chores when they're done, and boom, they've got money in their card. Saving goals help kids turn savings into habit. Kids get a new sense of independence when they spend what they earn with their very own debit card. Plus, kids can build up their money knowledge and their confidence with bite-sized financial lessons. Parents keep track of when and where their kids are spending, get real-time spending notifications. You know, it's a great, great thing. We do it for our kids. I actually am just going to start setting it up for my youngest, but Kyla loves it. She feels very like a grown-up, you know what I mean? But we still have control over what's going on. And it's a great way for her to start saving for a car, like I told you guys she was doing last time I talked about Acorns. Are you ready to help your kids grow money skills that will last a lifetime? Head to acornsearly.com/clink or download the Acorns Early app to get started. Sign up now and your first month is on us. Again, that's acornsearly.com/clink. Acorns Early card is issued by Community Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC, pursuant to license by MasterCard International. TNCs apply, monthly subscription fees starting at $5 per month unless canceled.
Or for yourself, and you just for sure want to save on a doctor's visit and get your prescription. It's pretty easy.
Yeah. So they offer also oral medications and topical. So you could treat your skincare from the inside out or the outside in. They treat acne, dark spots, wrinkles, and reducing redness. I mean, who doesn't need one of those things?
You can even get Latisse. Or your eyelashes.
Oh my gosh. I know. And then put that Thrive mascara on. Boom. You're done.
That's right.
So you guys, we are giving you $15 off your first visit with a board certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/clink. That's apostrophe.com/clink. And use our code clink. This code is available only to our listeners. So get started now at apostrophe.com/clink to begin and use our code clink for $15 off your dermatology visit. Hey, Grutch.
Hey, Tab.
How's your vitamin routine going?
My vitamin routine has been going better than ever since I started taking care of vitamins. I took the easy, convenient quiz online, just like talking to a nutritionist. And I know that I'm taking the right combination because I feel great and I get these cute little packets delivered.
Daily. I mean, they're like little daily packets. So, you know, I was always opening up all those bottles every single day. Not anymore.
Forget about it. Who needs that?
It's amazing, you guys. And listen, I know we're in February already, but we can still have a resolution, right? A New Year's resolution, a 2021 resolution, and make it small, impactful, and get your daily vitamins.
Yeah, self-care. Make it a priority. Take your vitamins.
Take your vitamins. So, you guys, easy online quiz at Care Of, and we have 50% off for you. Boom. Just go to take
takecareof.com and enter the code CLINK50. That's right. Go to takecareof.com and enter code CLINK50 for 50% off.
So next, police started looking into Taylor's ex-husband, Jeff. Clearly, he had the most motivation to offer, right?
Right.
Jeff was in the military at the time, and so it was pretty easy to verify his alibi, and it was impossible for him to have been in the state of Florida during the time of Taylor's disappearance.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I would have thought it would be him.
Right? Mm-hmm. So he's kind of ruled out. So for weeks, everyone is kind of stumped. Ashley and Cassandra were on a group text with Taylor's friends, and they all checked in daily to see if anyone had any updates. Ashley checked in with the detectives regularly to see how the investigation was going, and she told them at one point to check out treatment centers because Taylor had been so stressed out, maybe she went to go get herself some help.
This Ashley girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something is fishy with this Ashley girl because she always has some sort of like, oh, maybe she went to the bar. Oh, maybe she went here.
Right. Ding, ding, ding. Okay. Well, it took a while, 18 days, actually. But detectives got a hold of Taylor's cell phone and bank records. And guess what? The first thing they noticed was they did not match up with Ashley's story.
Oh, what? She took out more money and Ashley got it and offed her.
Well, let me tell you. So they found the last place that Taylor's cell phone pinged was on the opposite end of town, like 45 minutes across town.
Not okay. At the horse ranch.
It was a different horse
okay.
ranch.
Okay.
Okay. So she is on the opposite end of town from where Ashley had told them she was. So then they subpoenaed Ashley's bank and cell phone records and found her cell phone had pinged off of the same tower as Taylor.
At the same time.
Yeah. So Ashley and Taylor had been at her family's other property on September 8th, and police had asked Ashley about all of her family properties, but she had specifically told them that Taylor had never been to the one where their cell phones had pinged.
Well, where she's going to be buried.
Yeah. So when they looked into the bank records, they really knew Ashley was liar, liar, pants on fire because she had never withdrawn the $34,000 for Taylor that day. She wouldn't have been able to, even if she had wanted to, because the money was gone. They took a deep dive into Ashley and Zach's finances, and it turned out Ashley handled the finances for her and her husband and her family business. And they discovered that Ashley was paying a lot of money towards bills for a pool hall called Styx. And that is because she was doing the no pants dance with the owner. Okay.
Hey, remember there was a place called Styx in Ventura.
There was, right? I think that's a popular like, or Styx
pool
or
hall.
Like 8-Ball. Yeah. That's like, you know.
8-Ball. You might be going there for something else.
Right. Yeah. Well, she liked his Styx. Okay. She also bought him a motorcycle.
What?
Mm-hmm.
She liked his Styx way too much. Who does that?
She certainly did. Okay. So they also saw that Ashley had been drawing out money from Taylor's accounts fraudulently since the last time Taylor's been seen. So she's still in there. Okay. Siphoning money out of her account. They were able to verify that Ashley's husband, Zach, was where he said he was on September 8th because of his credit card transactions. And he was on the other end of town all day. So they figured Ashley had acted alone and that sadly, Taylor was most likely dead. So they decide to get a search warrant for the property that Ash had fibbed about. But they wanted to make sure Ashley wasn't there and couldn't run if they found enough evidence to arrest her. So they asked her to come down to the station and answer some questions for them. And Ashley agreed because she was trying to keep up a real friendly rapport with the detectives.
Yeah.
So, side note, I found it interesting that the detectives describe Ashley's responses to their questioning over the weeks that had passed as flirty and playful.
Playful. Yeah. She wants to, like, win them over.
Yeah, but that shit makes you look guilty. Your friend is missing. You're supposed to be, like, concerned and serious.
Yeah. But she obviously thinks she's hot shit.
She's psycho. Yeah. Okay, so this time when Ashley got to the station, as soon as she walked in the door, they had a team start the search on the property with cadaver dogs. So while this was going on, they questioned Ashley about, hey, Ash, any new thoughts on Taylor's whereabouts? And then they told her they had new thoughts about Taylor's whereabouts and they were searching the property as they speak. At this point, Ashley says something like, oh my, sounds like I might need a lawyer because of the way y'all are talking to me. Like, she still tries to keep it real, like,
light.
So innocent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, once you pull the lawyer card, that's kind of it.
Yeah.
And they hadn't found a body yet, so they let her go, but they had her followed by a surveillance team, which was good because by the end of the day, they did find Taylor's body buried on the property.
Oh, I was right.
Yeah. They knew it was her because of that bullet necklace.
Dude, didn't she do crime investigation, this Ashley girl?
Yeah, she did. But she also seems really...
She must not have been good.
She must not have been good because she did it for less than a year. And she says she didn't do it anymore because she had like a bad back. But I feel like she's less than smart.
Yeah, I think that she didn't do it very long because they were like, we're going to let you go. We think that you should say you had a bad back.
Yeah, she made a whole lot of rookie mistakes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, Taylor's identified because of the bullet necklace, you know, later confirmed because of dental records, but she had been shot by a single bullet in the back of the head. And her remains were found under some potting soil and cement. Back to Ashley being less than smart. Turns out Ashley had purchased both potting soil and cement not too long ago. With her credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Rookie. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they arrested and charged Ashley with the premeditated murder of Taylor Wright.
Listeners, if you're a parent and your child always has questions on their homework, like mine, and you don't feel equipped to answer them, like me, and you want to save money on private tutoring, who doesn't? Then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that can be used on your computer, your phone, or your tablet with the app. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. I love it because of the way the program is designed to help kids really understand and master topics. It's so adaptive. So as your kid uses it, the program figures out what your kid needs more help with. Then it recommends more topics to practice and helps them build any missing foundations and take on challenges when they're ready. IXL is backed by research and it shows wherever you may be, from California to Florida to Kansas to Hawaii. The research is clear. When kids use this program, they get better test scores. Kids are smart. They may just need more support outside of school. Give them that extra help they deserve with IXL. If your child is struggling, this is a smart investment that you can make for them. Membership starts at only $9.95 a month. I love the value of IXL and how simple it is now for me to find the specific help my kids need. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Housewives of True Crime podcast listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Okay, I have to tell you a quick story really, really fast. But I was walking with my friend the other day at tennis, and she was asking me if I use this app that you get cash back when you're shopping. She was telling me all about how she gets cash back at, I think, Neiman Marcus. Well, I was like, yes, I use an app called Rakuten, and I've been using it for now forever, what seems like.
You guys have heard me talk about it before. You heard Gretchy talk about it. And she was like, yes, that's it. Rakuten is the app that I use also, which 17 million people use Rakuten. But I mean, I was super stoked to know that one of my friends is also saving money. And I'm telling you, you guys, cash gets deposited into my PayPal for me shopping. It's a no-brainer. It's also super easy. You just download the Rakuten app and you start shopping at your favorite stores. There's 3,500 of them, so it's easy to do. I go to Nike, Sephora, Macy's, what else? Ulta. They all have cash back. Now, get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for those details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. That's again, R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cashback really does add up. You remember when Gretchen talked about True Diagnostics' True Age test? It's a test that basically tells you if your actual age matches your bio age, like how fast our bodies and all our important stuff inside is aging. Well, I found out my biological age, which directly predicts my risk for serious disease. Here's why it matters. Research shows that if your biological age is even just 5 years older than your actual age, your risk of developing diseases like cancer and heart disease can jump up as much as 30 to 50%. And that's a big freaking deal. And it's completely avoidable. The good news is nearly 90% of our biological aging is in our hands. Yes, it's driven by the lifestyle we lead, you guys. The habits we have, the alcohol, all that stuff, the environments that you live in, which means we actually have a lot of control over it. I have been really diving into my health lately, and after this test, it has just confirmed that I want to stick with making those healthy choices so I can live longer and better. The test is super easy. It comes in the mail. It's a little finger prick. And then 2 to 3 weeks later, you have your results. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to truediagnostic.com and use my code CLINK to get 25% off your entire order or subscription. That's truediagnostic, TRUdiagnostic.com. So TRUdiagnostic. Use our show CLINK at checkout for 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
It took 2 years for the trial to take place, but Ashley was not bored because she was on trial for some other shady business first.
What?
Turns out Ashley had been skimming money off the top of her family business for 2 years prior to Taylor going missing, and she found herself sentenced to 7 years for racketeering, fraud, and arson because she had also set her own office ablazing to conceal the evidence.
Oh my God. This chick.
Oh my gosh. So Miss Ash, I mean, she was in some big girl trouble before the murder trial even begun.
Dude, I cannot even, like, how do you get to this point? How do you get to the point where you're going to murder your friend and you have it all planned out in your head? I mean, I just, like, I cannot, I mean, I'm not a bad person because I can't even wrap my head around even getting to that place. Like, I understand more the people that snap and do it like under like quick duress, you know, or they find their husband cheating and they grab the gun and they shoot him or something
right,
like that.
But I think that Ashley was desperate. I think she tried to keep up like some kind of image. I mean, clearly she was trying to buy people's love. You know, she's buying this new boyfriend, bailing out his business and buying him a motorcycle and everything. So she's obviously really insecure if she thinks that, you know, giving up the WAP like wasn't enough. Right.
Yeah, it's enough. Trust
and
me.
And so
it's
then
enough.
She gets it totally is enough. And so I think she just got really desperate and, you know. Desperate people do crazy
desperate things. I know, but God.
Take desperate measures.
That's what they say. But I mean, that just seems.
It's certainly extra.
Real extra.
Okay, so side note, I read on the Justice for Taylor Wright Facebook page that part of this time while her trial was going on for the arson and fraud and everything, and she's still awaiting the murder trial, that Ashley was out on bail, which was set at $400,000. and her family had posted it for her.
No. And after they like skim all the money from them.
Yeah, I know. I mean, she had a big family. So, I mean, I'm guessing that was it was probably her parents that posted it for her. I don't really know. And anyways, she was seen outside sunbathing and playing with her daughter, like in the sprinklers. Mm-hmm. And these people on the page were right pissed about that because this is why they were so angered, because the judge had reduced her bail from $1 million. And they thought he should have kept it at $1 million. And then maybe she'd be, you know, real locked up, not playing in the sprinklers.
Well, what do you think people do when they get on bail? Sit in their house and like sulk and be like, no, they go and live their life until they go to prison.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, does she go to prison?
Well, yeah. But I can understand why they were pissed about, I mean, you want somebody locked up immediately and forever.
I know, but you're innocent until proven guilty.
All right. Well, the trial lasted for 4 days. And one of Ashley's friends testified that Ashley had talked about killing Taylor by overdosing her with cocaine in her cocktail in the past.
Oh. And this girl didn't think, like, you're a fucking psycho? Maybe
this girl,
I should,
okay, so I watched this whole, all the testimony is on Court TV, okay? So I watched it all. There is something, I don't want to say shady, but a little unusual about this girl.
Okay. The one that testified. Yeah, it has to be. Because also, if you're going to tell your friend, another friend that, they have to be, you have to think that they're okay with you killing somebody, right?
Exactly. You have to think, this is the kind of person who's not going to judge me. Like, if you told me you were going to overdose somebody, I would be like, hey, Leela, no hanging out with Tabby anymore. She wants to drug you.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Like, that's like the first thing I would do. Love you, but it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a case that I'm doing coming up that's also a listener suggestion. And somebody does, the friend finally comes forward and says to the wife, like, hey, your husband's going to off you.
Well, good.
Yeah, I know. Takes a while, but yeah. I mean, somebody told me they were going to kill somebody. Maybe this is why people actually don't tell me anything bad. They don't even tell me if they're doing drugs. Did you know that, Gretchen?
Yeah, I did know that.
Oh, I don't know why Gretchen knows that, but I'm the friend that nobody tells anything bad to because I think they think I'm going to snitch on them.
Yeah, because you're like, you have a real inner good girl and righteousness about you.
Okay.
I mean that in the best possible way.
I do not, by the way. I could take other people doing bad things.
Okay.
And this is why, because I just said they're bad. That's why you were like.
That's right. Okay. Maybe I'll have to think of a way to test this theory out when I come to Texas.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, anyway, so this friend recalled Ashley saying to her that Taylor was a real bad person and the world would be a better place without her.
Yeah. Ashley, you're not God. You do not get to play God.
Yeah.
That's a real...
Yeah. Yeah, Ashley.
Testy thing to
be
doing.
Yeah. So between the cell phone and the bank evidence and the body being found on her family property, I thought it was like surprising that Ashley didn't just take a plea because she's obviously cooked, right? But her defense was that there was no eyewitnesses, no fingerprints or physical evidence. And that she couldn't have done it because she couldn't have lifted a body because she has a bad back.
Oh.
Ashley's husband testified that, you know, he always had to carry laundry up and down the stairs because Ashley's back. I'm like, maybe
you know
she just didn't want you to, she didn't want to carry the laundry up and down the stairs.
She's fucking lazy.
Yeah, that's right.
That's okay. What she is. Come on.
Well, the prosecution argued, of course, that there were no witnesses. And of course there weren't, because that's why she took her out to this 23-acre desolate piece of property. And of course she didn't leave any fingerprints on the body, because she's a former crime scene tech. And as far as a bad bag.
True.
So Ashley was found guilty of premeditated first-degree murder and sentenced to 25 to life, with her fraud arson sentence running concurrently.
What do you think about those concurrent sentences? I don't really like them.
I mean, I think it's fine if she got life. Sure, run it concurrently. But if there's a possibility that she's going to get out in 25, I think it should be 25 plus the 7 years she got.
That's
arson.
What I think.
I don't think she's going to get out, though.
You don't?
No.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It's only been a couple of years.
Yeah, it's only been a couple of years.
Yeah.
Ashley's trial look, I don't think, did her any favors. She wore a lot of dark neutrals, like black and beige, and she kept her hair pulled back in a real tight ponytail. I mean, I think that if you are trying to get some sympathy, you need to warm up your look.
I think you need to wear glasses, like you're a nerd.
I think you need some curls in your hair.
You need to look real innocent.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you need to have this. How could that girl ever do that?
Right.
Oh, look. No.
She looked cold as ice. I could see her doing it.
Well, so could the jury.
That's right. Her reaction to the sentence was stoic, which is how you know she's guilty. Because, listen, when they read the guilty verdict, guilty people aren't surprised. So they're like emotionless. It's innocent people that like collapse, you know, and think like, no, this was my last hope. I was finally hoping it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ever question it, I'm telling you that that's it.
I agree with you.
So in the courtroom footage, while Ashley is emotionless, Taylor's girlfriend, Cassandra, is like the face. They're reading down the sentence and Cassandra's face is like standing right behind her. And she just cannot contain her tears. She is just so sad. Yeah.
Yeah, because so, part of me thought maybe it was her, but.
Yeah, and I think that the police kind of did too, you know, because I mean, it was kind of an unusual situation. But, you know, what Cassandra had really going for her is that she did not hide any of it. She was very forthcoming about, listen, my girlfriend had just cheated on me. She had just told me she did drugs. I've been real pissed off at her lately. You know, She's got this ex-husband. She's got some shady business with money. Like, she didn't hide it.
Right.
Which is, that's what you're supposed to do. So.
Not like the guy that his girlfriend fell off the boat.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, aside from this senseless tragedy being devastating for Taylor's family, especially her son, who's only 6 years old.
It's so sad.
So sad. It's also been kind of terrible for Ashley's family. Not the part of her family that bailed her out, but the family is like real divided on that. She has a lot of relatives in the area. Actually, the street where the property where Taylor's body was recovered is called Britt Road, which is Ashley's maiden name, and it was named after her family. Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So from everything I read and watched of their interviews, the family that owns those properties are just like nice, decent people that loved their horses and had a great reputation around town. And all of this left them humiliated and disgusted and forever linked to the crimes of Ashley.
Yeah, so, that's a bummer.
Yeah, sucks for them, right? Like, please, I'd be so pissed if one of my relatives buried a body on my property.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a track.
You don't do that.
You don't do that. Well, currently, Ashley is serving her sentence at Lowell Annex Correctional Facility. She is looking all right, but she's only been in the clink since 2019.
Yeah, I mean, she's barely been there.
But maybe she can buy herself some cosmetics with her stimulus check, or maybe some hair dye, because she has really long hair and she's got a lot of grays showing.
Oh, oof.
So, you know, you got to keep that up. I could not locate Zach, her husband, which is a good thing for him, because if I can't find him, nobody else can. And him and, except maybe the IRS, him and Ashley had a daughter, like I mentioned before.
Yeah.
So I hope he's off raising her somewhere where they can get some peace, because, I mean, he's also a victim. I think he was conned by Ashley.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. So rest in peace, now Taylor Wright.
Now I'm kind of more thankful that the son wasn't in the same state as his mom, because he wasn't seeing her every day anyhow. You know what I'm saying? Like, that part of it is probably easier for her son to handle the everyday. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's going to be awful for his entire life. Like, your mom.
Well, you know what a pain in the butt it is moving? She had her stuff actually in like a box truck.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, one of Ashley's box trucks, because they had all this equipment.
Yeah.
Special equipment company. And so, you know what it's like when you're moving, like you don't want your little kid around. So I think she was just like, here, go stay with your dad for a couple days while I get all my shit together.
So you think he was going to, like, she was living, like the son was living?
She talked to her son. She talked to her son every day.
Oh.
I mean, they had a really close relationship. Yeah.
Mm. That is so sad.
Yeah.
Sad for that little boy. And he's only like 8 now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is that a WAP of that case?
That is a WAP of that.
Okay. I'm going to go do something. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm going to go grab something for
right
you.
Here.
I'm going to grab something for you. Okay. I'm back.
Okay.
With a little surprise. You see what's in this?
It's a bag.
It's a bag. Let's see if I can show you. You know, we're recording during the day, and so they're sleeping. We put them together, and they love each other, the little sugar gliders. So I'm having a hard time getting here.
Aw.
This is Jupiter. Isn't he so cute?
Yeah.
He's so sweet. Hi. You want to see the other one?
Yeah, he's not, like, bitey.
Oh, no, he's friendly now. He's still pretty active. He's settling down. They like, I mean, we thought we were going to put them together and they were going to like not actually sleep in the same little bag, but they do. And this is the other one. You see, he still kind of has a little bald spot on his head.
Yeah. But you can tell that he's getting healthier.
Yeah.
You've had him in your
care. Yeah. And he's like liking being, uh-oh. I don't know if he'll like, wow. Ooh, ew, whoa. This is
like
the crazy one.
He wants to feed.
Oh, yeah. His nails are crazy. I got to get him back in the bag. Okay. I'm like, my daughter.
So how's it going? Your daughter is still taking
She takes good care of him. And yesterday she had him out for like the first time jumping around. They have like a little tent that they go in. It's like a little pop-up. It's like a mosquito tent, really.
Okay.
And they just pop around all over. But I don't have a sweatshirt on, or I would have let them kind of crawl on me. But their nails are so sharp. They're like little razors. And so I have to have a sweatshirt on to have them be climbing up on me. They're fun. The new one, she named him Rocky. Yes, he's a little fighter.
Oh, that's cute.
Fighter. Yeah. Yeah. My cat is now coming out being like, what the hell? He'll pop his head out in a minute. See?
Ooh. You woke me up without coffee. I know. She does the same thing to me, Rocky.
I do. There's both of them. This is where they sleep. Yeah. They hang in the cage and they sleep all day. They're probably like, what the fuck is this light? Okay. So we have some shout outs that I want to give. Farin Van Dyke. Farin? How do you say that? Farin Van Dyke. She actually has a blog. She's a blogger. She's a real disco biscuit. And she gave us a little review on her Instagram. She's real cute. So clink, clink to her. Wendy also gave us a little shout. She always does, which is super nice. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Wendy.
Oh, my son's birthday was Monday. So I have like a million pictures, birthday shenanigans. And my mom's birthday was Tuesday. So anyways.
No, maybe we'll just get a little more organized about those for next week.
Well, it's because we recorded late last time.
Yeah. I know. I'm okay. Just saying. I mean,
Yeah.
And we'll get to them because we want to give you those shout outs.
Yes. So thank you guys for giving us shout outs on your Instagram or Facebook. Join our Facebook group at Housewives of True Crime group. Join our keto group or diet group or whatever you want. Gretchen's banging it out with her two workouts a day these days. You are.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. Mm-hmm. Why do you act like that?
Well, my kids have been, they caught something funky. So we haven't been hitting the gym.
She had a little hiccup, but...
I'm gonna be a little ear infection.
Right. She's going back, but it's like
going back soon.
Yeah, and then we have Instagram. Also, we have Patreon. If you want more of us, I mean, who can resist? Just kidding.
Anyways,
clink clink
clink clink.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.